Homes are really a work in progress, aren't they? At least that's the case in our home. Seems like you just finish one big project, another one moves to the top of the list. And whether you do the work yourself or you hire someone to do it, there are always materials to buy. And many times you can avoid buying new by getting salvaged items instead. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have with me today Chad Spade of Chad's Carpentry. Comes by every couple of months to share information on making sure that your home and mine is in good shape and as energy efficient as possible. And Chad, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be here.
With Chad today, Jan Wojcik, who is director of the Habitat for Humanity Restore on Madison's East Side. And we were looking it up, and it was 2006, 2006, the last time you were on. So that's too long. You're going to have to come back more often than that, every 6-7 years.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Well, great to have you. Great to have you here. And maybe you could start by just talking a little bit about your Habitat for Humanity Restore. I've used the store myself many times, and...
Sure, yeah, we have some big news, too. We opened up a store on the west side now as well. So we have two stores now in Madison. The one is on 208 Cottage Grove Road, and then the second one is at 5906 Odana Road. And we are a building materials store, sell mostly used material that comes in as donations. It's kind of like Goodwill or St. Vincent de Paul of building materials. And we get those materials from contractors, suppliers, and homeowners. And we sell them to the public at our stores. And so we carry cabinets, doors, windows, sheet goods, hardware, flooring.
Fans. I know
fans,
that.
Yep, fans.
I just bought a fan over there, as a matter of fact.
Now we carry wood furniture as well and appliances. So it's quite a variety of material over there.
And really a great option. Isn't it, Chad, to be able to use those materials?
Oh, it really is. And when I think back over the years to the number of projects we've had where the homeowner has found some things at the restore that they really want to integrate into their project, I mean, it's amazing how many times that's happened. And then, of course, many times when we remodel a home, the homeowner will want to make sure that certain things that are being torn out end up at the restore and not in a landfill, because they're great materials, they just can no longer use them in their own home. So it's a great way to have this place, a marketplace, where these things can be put back to use.
Yeah, and as we think, Jen mentioned quite a few things. Are there other materials that you think about when you think about repurposing or things that we could use maybe for a purpose other than the initial one?
Well, I mean, one thing that we see sometimes are old windows used as decorative items because sometimes you have a beautiful glass work and some of those items end up being repurposed right on the job site. We have to be careful. I know there's some things the restore can't take because it might have a lead contamination or things like that. But within the home, you know, if someone wants to repurpose something, it can be repurposed right there.
I was thinking about there's a television show on the DIY network called Rehab Addict, at Nicole Curtis, a woman who restores homes, and she has her two-car garage is absolutely just jam-packed full of items that she's gotten off of jobs that she's worked at. She takes old homes and she puts them, restores them to their original. But she collects all these things, and she uses a store in Minneapolis. I'm sure that is quite similar to what you have, Jen.
Yes. Larry, I actually was thinking of some projects that come to mind when you asked about reuse projects. And one is, as many of you know, chickens are kind of big in Madison.
Yeah.
And we have a number of people coming in to look for materials for their chicken coops. So it's pretty funny to see. And there actually is a couple guys who have a business doing it, and they shop regularly at the restore for materials. So that's pretty fun to see them going at it. And another interesting idea about repurposing is art, and we are holding a salvage art show right now, and so it's really interesting to see what people do with the materials that are salvaged and in creating their artwork. And we have the shows at Artisan Gallery in Paoli right now, and then Absolutely Art and Hatch, and so it's fun to see what people do, and they've used windows, for instance, in some pieces. And a number of different types of wood products. There's a little library that has been made out of a cabinet that's at Absolutely Art, and some metal sculptures. There's one of our employees is an artist, and he's made some beautiful sculptures out of found objects that he's found or also bought at the ReStore. So there's a lot of things that can be done.
Well, you have a Pinterest page with projects that people have done. Is it along the art line, or is it just that I haven't looked at that page. I gotta be honest here, but I'm going to, and we posted it, put it up on our Facebook page. I think Judith, she's done that already.
Yep, one of our staff members, Anna, did that, and one thing that she posted was an option to do something with entertainment centers, because they're kind of going by the wayside in terms of what to do with them. And we end up getting a lot of them because of that. We don't take all of them because our store would be completely full of them. But we do take some, and Anna put a couple photos of really interesting examples of what can be done with an entertainment center. It could be turned into a closet, like a wardrobe, or a little, actually, bookshelf, a china, cabinet. All sorts of interesting things can be done with something like that had an original purpose, but is no really longer needed anymore for those smaller or flat screens.
So, very, very cool. Chad Spade of Chad's Carpentry in Madison. Jen Wojcik, director of the Habitat for Humanity ReStore on the east side of Madison, our guest today as we talk with them about reusing, recycling, and repurposing home improvement materials. Have you ever used salvage materials for home repair or improvements? Did you use the materials in the same way they were used previously, or did you get creative and repurpose them in some way? Love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Judith's been tempted to try and make a cold frame for the garden out of a storm door. Has anybody, you guys know about anybody who's done that?
Yep, I've actually seen that in my neighborhood. I live on the Near East Side, and people have built wood frames using one by material, and actually we have some really interesting material right now over at the store at the east side that is 13 ply plywood that's cutoffs. And I know that people have been making garden beds out of, or boxes out of those, and then they'll put hinges on the top and have either a single pane window or some kind of a cheap window or door to use as a top that hinges up when they want to, open it up to the sun, and then hinges down for the protection of the cold. So it has been done. It's kind of getting warm enough so that you don't need it right now, but next year perhaps, or in the fall for like a late spinach crop or something. I have seen that done. Yep.
Very cool. Again, you can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Chad, as a contractor, what are the areas of construction that you see the biggest potential for using salvage materials?
Well, cabinetry has always been something that can be very easy to integrate into certain projects. And I'll give you an example. We've done a lot of bungalow renovations, and you end up with these knee wall cavities that are a great place to have cabinetry kind of disappear into the wall. And so if you can find some cabinets that have been taken out of another home and they have a nice front to them, you can just build that cavity to accommodate whatever salvage material you have. And we've done that on many occasions where we've had homeowners go and find the cabinetry, and then we just build the
cubby right in.
flooring, wood flooring is another material that we reintegrate a lot. And sometimes people will acquire it from a house that's been torn down or something, and they go and they put the sweat equity into retrieving that material and pulling the nails out, and then we're able to install it. And then, of course, doors are often, we have nice old doors, and we've had three projects this year that we've had old homes with old doors, and we have restored the old door and reinstalled it in a modern jam with the better weather stripping and an adjustable sill, but the door itself is the original old door, and so that's a great opportunity.
Wow, that is. I remember just thinking again of Nicole Curtis. She made a table out of an old door that really was she used everything she used for that table, including the legs, were repurposed from something else. I think she had some kegs of some sort that she used for the legs, and it turned out to be just a beautiful table.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Joel and Prairie du Chien, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry. I've got a question and comment. I'm a retired carpenter. I built several of our homes. I would find all sorts of things available in the back lots of lumber yards, door stores, window companies. Amazing how many things you can find. You just have to go look for it first, then design around it. I bought a bunch of 210 French doors once that nobody wanted because it had been bored and mortised. So I just built jams to fit them and adjusted for it. But my question is, in one of our homes, I put in an old basketball floor that we tore up. And I left the color on it, so it was quite interesting. But also, a lot of the coatings had seeped down between the seams into the tongue and groove, and we had to scrape it off. How would be the proper way nowadays to clean up a floor like that?
Well,
are there chemicals, or would you have to run through machine it, and then would you chew up the blade and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
The only answer I have is through stories from our customers who've bought wood flooring from us, because we do sell older wood flooring through our deconstruction program, which I'll get into in a little bit. And all that I've heard is the stories about scraping those tongues down. So I haven't heard of a product that has been used on a general basis for that kind of thing. I don't know if dipping would help with that, but I know it's very expensive to do that. So but that might be an option, to dip and hire somebody to dip those pieces for you, but that's a pretty labor intensive and possibly very expensive procedure.
Yeah. Chad, have you any comments from you?
Yeah, the reason that we don't just run it through sort of equipment to kind of resurface it and take a tiny bit off is that we have little shards of nails and things like that might still be in it, and so that's why we don't just replane it and kind of size it down slightly prior to installation typically. But it always depends on the material itself, the condition it's in, but often when we've done it, we also have just done on-site scraping to prepare it. So
there we go.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. I was thinking about our home and the fact that we used the wood floors that were in the home, and there were on this different, we had maple on one floor, there was a little oak, but then there was some Doug fir flooring on the second floor, and some of those boards were 30 feet long.
Yeah.
You're not going to find.
No, beautiful.
You're not going to find a length of board Douglas fir or anything practically that long in a single piece anymore. So that's another kind of advantage of reusing.
We have a deconstruction crew that actually goes out and pulls flooring out of homes that are going to be demolished. And that's sort of a branch of our Habitat Restore operation. I would say about 20% of our materials that are in our restore are from the deconstruction program, and they'll pull out cabinets. They'll also pull out wood flooring. They'll do metal recycling as well, windows, doors. So it is something that we do, and we sell the hardwood flooring, maple and oak, at our restore at a really reduced price. But it is because there's still nails in it, and there's that gunk in the tongue, and So it does take a lot of labor to make that look beautiful, but we've seen photos of the final result, and it is beautiful, and there are many long pieces, like you're talking about, Larry, with
it's
the
just,
load.
Yeah, it really, really can be beautiful. I'm sure it looks, oh my gosh, you know, almost, oh, are we ever going to get this done? But once it's done, and then it's there for probably forever.
Yep. If you have some kids or can hire some teenagers to do that kind of, young teenagers, it might be really worth your while to find those people.
Very good idea. Jen Wojcik of Habitat for Humanity Restore in Madison. Chad Spade of Chad's Carpentry, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about reusing, recycling, and repurposing home improvement materials today with our two guests, Chad Spade of Chad's Carpentry in Madison, Jen Wojcik, director of the Habitat for Humanity Restore, the Restore in the Madison, in both the east and the west side. Now there's a new west side store. And Jen, you know, we should mention that there are Restores not only in Madison, but around the state as well.
Yeah, there's over 20 Restores in Wisconsin, and in communities like Appleton, Green Bay, Fond du Lac, Fort Atkinson, Hayward, Janesville, La Crosse, Mauston, Milwaukee, New Richmond. I mean, it goes on and on, way up north.
So is there a, like online, for example, can you, like at your site, would you have the other ones listed as well?
Yep, people can go to restoredane.org, and we have a special page for the Wisconsin Restore information.
Okay, we'll get that up, and I think we maybe already have it up. Judith's pretty fast on this stuff. If we don't have that up, if she doesn't have it up now, she'll have it up in probably 2 minutes. And we have the link to the Habitat Dane County Restore already on our page. You just go to that, link on that off my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. So that's really good to know. So pay attention, even if you say, well, I'm too far away from Madison. Well, you may be close enough to another store that you can take advantage of it. Alan O'Clair, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, morning.
I'm calling about the repurposing. I repurpose old furniture that possibly would just be thrown away. Right now I'm in the process of repurposing an old upright piano, making it into a bar.
Oh!
I'm going to take all the cast iron and everything out of it. The top panel, you know, where you put your sheet music.
Yep.
I hinge that so it comes down. And to stop by chains on the inside, you put a mirror, and you put all your little bottles of whatever you want in there. And then underneath, you know, there's that panel that comes open also. That makes really good storage. You use the same panel and just make it into doors, and you got nice storage. Or if you just take the top off, and that makes a really nice toy chest.
Ah. Wonderful ideas.
Toy chest, or like if you have an old bed frame, a headboard, and a footboard, that makes a really nice bench. If it's metal frame, you cut the metal down, so from the headboard to the footboard is maybe 16 inches. Take a nice board and put it in there. You got a really nice bench to put it at the end of your bed.
You sound like a pretty innovative guy, Al.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I guess I got a pretty good imagination. I've also taken an old trunk, old Camelback, or probably a flat trunk. You put it on the end, so it's sitting up, and you make a wine cabinet out of that when you open it up in the door of the glasses.
Oh man!
So I do a lot of stuff like that, and there's a really nice Restore here in Eau Claire. Dell's Architecture. It's a barn that's found in town. It's an old big barn. My understanding, that's where they used to keep the horses that would pull the fire trucks around.
Oh my goodness.
And it's a huge barn. It's at least three stories. And you can buy anything from log cabins, real log cabins, you know, that they have taken down and they're selling to hardware, to flooring to columns, you know, just anything. It's an awesome place. That's my favorite place to go to next to Farm and Fleet.
Al, thanks a lot for calling. Well, right in Eau Claire. What was the name of that place again?
Dell's Architecture.
Dell's Architecture. All right. Thank you very much. Well, there's a creative guy.
Yeah.
I did want to point out that that operation isn't really connected with the Habitat for Humanity Restore, so there's a lot of salvage stores out there, which is fantastic. And the distinction that Habitat Restores have is that we are raising money for our local Habitat for Humanity affiliates. And so we're a nonprofit retail operation. And when we've raised enough money every year on average to build 2 Habitat homes a year in Madison.
That's wonderful.
In Dane County, yeah.
Very cool. Nick in Middleton, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hello. I was just wondering, I got a bunch of old storm windows. Is that something that the Habitat Restore would be interested in?
Well, thanks for calling, Nick. And unfortunately, we do not take storm windows. And the reason is we get calls on a regular basis, I would say at least 5 times a week, asking if we will take those, and we don't have enough people wanting to take those away and pay for them. So we initially, really early on, decided not to take storm windows because there really isn't a strong demand. Usually when we decide not to take some sort of type of inventory, it's because there isn't a strong enough demand to move it out of our store. I'm glad you did call with this question, because we don't like to say an absolute no to our potential donors. So there are really some fantastic websites, online resources for people when we say no to a material that they're trying to give us. And the first one is called freecycle.org. And that's something that you can list material that you want to give away, and people will contact you by email. The other one is something that's local. FreeCycle is also local. It's a Madison site. Madison Stuff Exchange is another one, and it's Madison Stuff, STUFF, as in Frank, exchange.com. And that's run by the city, and it's, once again, another free giveaway site. So both of those are really great opportunities for people to give away things. And depending on where you live, it's also an option to set it on the curb before, you know, a couple days before trash day, because there are people who comb the streets. I'd say that those storm windows might be useful for people who are, once again, working with a chicken coop or a cabin, something like that. But these days with our weather, people are kind of changing over to another type of window. So we just wouldn't be able to sell enough to create the space.
Mm-hmm. All right. Also, I think you're the same, Jen, but I think you're the one who taught me how to swing a hammer at Operation Fresh Start in the 90s.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nick. That was probably me. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that.
And, thank you very much.
Good to hear from you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. So you can swing a hammer with the best of them, eh?
Yeah, I've had a little practice.
Oh, Nathan in Prairie du Sac, it's your turn. Hi.
I had an entertainment center that I kind of refurbished, and it had a 32-inch screen or 32-inch TV and stuff, and I cut the top off and made it into a one that would hold a big flat screen TV, and repainted it and stuff, and I thought that'd be a good idea for people to, instead of just throwing them out, they can kind of redo it.
Sure, and that makes good sense, Chad.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, you know, it used to be that we had these big, deep entertainment centers to house that tube and a television, and now everything is different with the relatively inexpensive flat screen technology that has kind of taken over the market. So it's great to be able to repurpose in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I basically cut off the top and re-screwed it on. It looks pretty nice now, and repainted it and painted black and that. But,
yeah, very cool. Thanks, Nate.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. You can join in, too, By the way, talking today with Chad Speed of Chad's Carpentry and Jen Wojcik of the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Madison about reusing, recycling, repurposing home improvement materials. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd love to hear from you for sure. And let's see, Diane said we reused a curb find ornate exterior door. We stripped and repainted it and used it in our new home as a pantry door. Beautiful. It's got this curved glass panels and sort of an ornate carved design. And worked great. And why not? You know, why not? Let's see. I'm pretty sure there's another one here. Kim in Sagola, Michigan says they've reused old doors as headboards. We do ours attached to the wall. We found some ideas on how to attach the door to the wall online. Another
great idea.
we've had people come and buy doors for that purpose.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, man. David in Viroqua, hi to you. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I got a couple of quick ones. One, just to let people know how effective this can be. We work out here in Viroqua near La Crosse, and they used to come out and pick up for us. And we, on a regular basis, were stripping old vinyl siding off of houses that we were re-siding. And we started bundling them by general length. And during one of the pickups, we found out later the guy who picked it up from us actually ended up selling all that vinyl siding to another carpenter on a stop later that day. The stuff never even made it back to the shop.
For another, so the siding was put on another building of some sort, another home or building of some sort.
At the this other stop, they were actually building a garage, and they picked it up and used it for that.
And why not?
And it, apparently it was the right color and everything. They said they'd never had something like that happen before.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to be able to sell things off a decon site, actually. And sometimes we'll do that if there's large quantities. We'll, in fact, the only wish list item that we kind of keep track of is for wood flooring, because when we pull a really large wood floor out, it's better to just hand it over at the site. Otherwise, we don't have a wish list at our restore because it just would be too complicated to handle something like that. We tried it in the early days and ended it within a year. But so that is something that we like to do when we can, is sell off our decon sites.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks, David, for calling. I appreciate your call. And so, yeah, I suppose somebody could put in a wish. I would like some... Can they specify a wood, a type of wood, or a maple floor?
They could. We usually go with either oak or maple.
Yeah.
But actually, a new line that we're going to start carrying, it's pretty exciting, is something called urban wood. And this is the first time that I've publicly announced this. So it's pretty exciting. And it's there. This material is going to be available at the Restore West. And we're going to be partnering with are they called millwrights? The guys who... actually mill the wood. Mm-hmm. Okay. So a millwright named Paul Morrison, and he runs a program called Wood Cycle, a business. And so it's going to be a really wonderful collaboration with him, and we're going to be having that wood in our store. And basically it's going to be wood from the area, from trees that have been cut down because of various reasons. If there's houses going up in an area, or the box elder bug is starting to infest a little more in this area. Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, the bug is fried out with the kilning, the heating of the wood. So if you do buy this wood, you're not going to be bringing in box elders into your home. So at any rate, it's pretty exciting. We're going to have a line of wood flooring available as well, called the Dane County Blend. So it's going to be a really interesting experiment. So we'll be selling one by material and also hardwood flooring out of our store, along with Paul's support.
Wow, that is very cool. So this is going to be wood that's from trees in the area and then made into flooring.
Yep, or one by material. He's going to mill it. And we'll have small samples at the ReStore that can be bought there. And then we'll also have the opportunity to buy quantity based on, you know, an order through the company WoodCycle. So I think it'll be a really nice addition to the concept of reuse, rather than, because usually those trees are chipped. Now the city just takes them down and uses them as mulch, which is, I mean, it's great to do something with it, but to actually use it for the quality of wood that it is in one by material is pretty exciting to give that
you
a try.
You can imagine the number of ash trees that are going to be coming down over the next 10 years in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, hopefully the Emerald Ash, that's what it is. Yeah.
Emerald Ash 4.
Yeah, sorry, I was saying box elder or something, but I meant Emerald Ash. Yeah.
Yeah, Emerald Ash 4 is our.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, going to be a big problem, but here's an opportunity then for them. I wonder, this is total aside, but I wonder if that big oak tree, that 150-year-old oak tree that the road people were going to have to cut down. In here, I wonder if anybody knows if that got repurposed. I sure hope it got used, put to some use, and hopefully, something kind of a nice use for it would be wonderful.
I'm reminded of a project, Larry. We had a homeowner one time with a patio area that had a large bur oak that was dying, and so they wanted to build a screen porch in that area, and so the tree was taken down, and the larger branches were milled, and then the interior car siding that we put up was from that bur oak, and
it
was
very nice.
a beautiful way to kind of pay tribute to the tree that once stood right there on that ground.
Oh, very great idea, Gary and Rhinelander. It's your turn. Thank you for calling.
Hi there. Hey. Great show. I'm glad what you guys do for Habits of Humanity and how you guys get the funds for that. Since you get so many phone calls for like storm windows, like the other guy, here's a great suggestion if you guys haven't seen it or thought about it. It's making greenhouses out of those.
Ah, sure.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's something that we... Once again, it's hard to carry that material just for that specific use in our store. But that is something that we're hoping people will jump on when they see that on FreeCycle, those listed, is pull those out and use them for greenhouses. It's a great idea.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much for calling and for that idea. Larry in Waupaca, your turn. Hi, Larry.
Yeah, just turned on your show, and by chance we're leaving up. Habitat store with a brand new in the box door that is just great. Me and my friends have this thing that we do a trifecta. We put a trailer on our vehicle and head to Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay and see what they got in the store that day. And it'll let your viewers listeners give them a heads up if you see something you like. The old saying, you snooze, you lose. And because because it might not be there when you come back.
Just a nice heads up. Wow. Do you have people doing that, Jen?
We do. We do have people who do the Habitat ReStore cruise, and in our area they'll stop by Fort Atkinson, Mauston, Baraboo, and kind of do the circuit. So it is fun to talk with them about that. And some of them have made a point of trying to catch a lot of them in the state, which is pretty fun. And I do agree with you about the snooze you lose. We often, I see customers come in and they're really disappointed because they had thought about getting this thing they saw yesterday and it's not there today. You know? So it is true.
Exactly. It's happened to me, and it doesn't happen anymore. When I see something, I get it.
So, good piece of advice.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks a lot for calling. Oh, I just left the Habitat store. Sarah in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
The gentleman who called earlier about the refurbished entertainment systems, and you see them everywhere now because we can't use them with our new TVs. But if you repaint them, you can turn them into a play kitchen for children. You know, where you put the TV, you can make a sink area, and on the other side, you can have a refrigerator.
Nice.
Good idea.
Oh, great idea. So you've done that, Sarah.
I actually had just gotten rid of my entertainment center when I saw the picture online, so I've been keeping my eyes open for another one.
Oh, great story. Thank you.
That was a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Another great idea. Talking with Chad Spain of Chad's Carpentry in Madison and Jen Wojcik of Habitat for Humanity Restore in Madison about reusing, recycling, and repurposing home improvement materials. Great to have you listening in. Give us a call with your suggestion or with your question at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here talking about reusing and recycling and repurposing home improvement materials with our guest today, Chad Spade of Chad's Carpentry in Madison. By the way, we've got his website up on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We also have Jen Wojcik's site up as well for Habitat for Humanity Restore in Madison. Great to have both of them along. Join in at 1-800-642-1234. Chris in Trempolo, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, good morning, guys. I just wanted to mention that I took my old entertainment center. I mean, I put my new TV just standing on top of it, but then the hole where the old picture tube TV went, I lined it with plexiglass, sealed it with caulk, and turned it into a fish tank.
Wow.
I love it. So you got a fish tank below the TV.
Right. And my kids will sit there and watch the fish for just hours because we've got some, it's actually a saltwater tank, so we've got all kinds of different interesting fish in there. We've got a couple clownfish, an anemone, that kind of stuff.
So. Oh, I love it. If there's any way you could take a picture of that and send it to my Facebook page, I would love to see that.
I'll try to do that tonight when I get home.
Oh, please do, Chris. Thanks a lot. I would love to see that. It sounds just great. So just go to the Larry Mueller Show and post it up there. Take a picture with your phone and send it on in. Thank you very much for calling. What a great idea.
That is.
Just a little handy. You just need to be a little handy. You don't have to be a professional carpenter to be able to do something like that. Just be a little careful. Mark in Prairie du Chien, hi.
How are you doing today, Larry?
Great. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, me and my wife, we rescued a cabinet, a wood cabinet from spring cleanup days. And I was going to use it in my garage for my tools, but after we stripped about 4 layers of paint off it, we found out it was made out of some beautiful walnut.
Oh.
And now she kind of went ahead and wants it for herself. So we fixed it back up, and she received a picture painted on glass, on a window pane glass, and she wants to incorporate that in the door. But she wants to have it so that it's flush with the door, countersunk in so it's flush. But my question is, if maybe if your guest can go ahead and answer it, I'd appreciate it, is how do I keep it in there without falling out?
Well, there are a variety of fasteners that are used to hold glass into a wood panel. So I would recommend that you go to a glass supply store. That I know, you know, different communities, there should be a place where you might go to have you know, window pane fixed or replaced, and some place like that will have that sort of material, whether it's like a little glazer's clip or what mm-hmm. exactly it is. I mean, there are different fasteners used to hold glass into wood, and then you may also need to either cut the glass or alter the door or the wood frame to mm-hmm. accept it.
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't really want to use like any of those glazing points or have anything on the outside actually holding it in place. I'm thinking more of like if you can suggest like a glue that would hold it to the wood. Mm. She wants all that really nice and flush. She doesn't want, like, any trim around it, holding it in, or anything like that.
Well, there are adhesive caulks, but I'm again, I would talk to someone at a glass place,
store, yeah.
Because they're going to have that sort of material for setting.
Yeah, I know where I'd go in my community. Martin Glass is right in our neighborhood. Absolutely. I'd go right over there and see those folks, and they'd have something, I'm sure. And I hopefully, Mark, you have something, a company or a store like Martin Glass in Prairie du Chien that you can go to as well. Or if you're in Madison, one place to stop anyway.
Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you for calling. And maybe somebody else has got an idea, too. You never know. If you got an idea for Mark, give us a call at 800-642-1234. Or just call in with your own suggestions or questions. We'd love to hear from you. Jeff in La Crosse, thanks for calling. Hi.
Oh, I just wanted to pat myself on the back. About 12, 15 years ago, I built a 12-by-19-yard barn with totally recycled 20-foot 2x4s, made my own rafters, salvaged some tin, and then I cleaned up for another project. I put a walkout basement on our house with used concrete blocks that I cleaned up by hand, made the own rafters, and scarfed up some insulated storm windows that somebody was giving away in the giveaway guide. So the only thing I had to buy for either of those two projects was, well, the only one project was the shingles for the addition on the house.
Well, congratulations.
That is very cool. Thanks very much for calling.
That reminds me of a story about a couple who remodeled their barn out near Viroqua. And it so happens, this was right when we opened our store, our Eastside store in 2001. And we were just starting to work at the Queen of Apostles, on the Queen of Apostles school that was going down on top of that big hill in toward Cottage Grove. And we did, also it was, there was a mention of a basketball floor, so we took this basketball floor up. And they bought the whole basketball floor for that barn, along with, there were a couple little bowling alleys in the basement, in the utility room, the furnace room. And they bought those two for their barn, and they rent that out for, like, weddings and stuff. So it's really great to know where that material went. It's really great.
Very.
The neighbors might have got a little annoyed with me for a while, because all you could hear was the squeaking of pulled nails echoing through the valley for a long time.
Well, I remember that well, too. My father and one of his really good friends, who was a neighbor, they took down an old house that had been left, and it was all weathered wood. It just had not been touched in probably 25 years, and they took it down board by board. And the two-car garage that's on my parents' home was mostly wood from that old house, and I remember pulling nails as a kid. And I think a garage on the neighbor's property was the other part of that house. So there's great uses for it. Craig and Racine, thanks for calling. Hi.
Good morning. My sister and her husband own a beautiful five-story building downtown in Racine here from 1849. And it's just full of, you know, beautiful wood nails, you know, the way they built things back then. And my brother-in-law has been pulling up the floors and replacing them, because in some places they need to be replaced. But he's just been piling the wood up on the ground floor, and he thinks the best use for it is to give it to the fire department for practice fires. Is there anything any guidance you can give me on how to convince them that there are better uses it could be put to and more lucrative?
Well, Racine does have a restore, so it's possible he could call over there. I don't know. I have the phone number.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the phone number is 262-898-2929, and it's possible that the Racine Habitat Restore would be happy to have some of that wood flooring to sell.
Okay.
And he would have a tax, if nothing else, he'd have a tax deduction on the value of that flooring, which could be considerable.
And I understand that cut nails are quite valuable as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that would be a strong reason for taking the wood flooring. I think it would be more for the use of the wood flooring to install it, and it might be kind of a hassle for people to have to take those nails out, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
more than the value, but it's possible. So Larry did mention that the tax deductible potential, whenever we do receive a donation, the donor has an option to take a receipt from us.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you do that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Mary in Westfield, your turn. Thank you, Mary.
Yes. Mine is a suggestion. I live in Amish country, and the Amish are very, very grateful for any materials that people can't sell or give away. And I have seen complete farm buildings made out of old doors and windows, storm windows, whatever, and pieced together and made into farm buildings. And the only problem is they have to be taken to them. They don't have the ability to drive. And, but if somebody really wants to get rid of things, building materials that they can't get rid of, the Amish are very grateful.
Hmm.
Well, that's great that you mentioned the Amish community, because we do actually get a lot of Amish people coming in with a driver, and sometimes they have huge trailers, so they are planning on buying some material. And we've had people come in and talk about building a school in their area, in their neighborhood. I think there have been two schoolhouses built with materials from the Habitat Restore in Amish communities. So if there's any way you could have somebody scout the FreeCycle and Madison's Stuff Exchange websites for some of those Amish people you know, that might be a great way for them to find out about materials that are available, because that's where we're sending everyone.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you very much for calling. And an email from Alan in Milwaukee: with a recent slump in the economy, I began to disassemble walls, decks, floors, and small structures. Doing this can yield a type of lumber you can't find in stores, old growth lumber. When's the last time you counted 300 growth rings in a 2x4? Never. A long time ago. Very good point. Thank you. Wolf in Green Bay, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hello.
Hi. I got some advice for that guy David who called earlier about fixing that glass to his cabinet door.
Yeah.
He's going to have to get familiar with a router. And then altering the wood is probably the best way to do it, because he's going to have to basically cut around with a router for basically a 90-degree angle so that the glass fits in there. And then he's going to have to cut his own edging to go around it, you know, like in a frame pattern. And then you can actually either wood glue or use very small brad nails to put that in place.
Yeah. That's one way to do it, he is pretty precise, his wife has pretty precise directions on how she wants the thing to look, so that's probably, a router might be one way to do it. Thanks a lot for calling, Wolf, appreciate it. And Corey in Delavan, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. What a great show.
Thanks.
What I did, and actually there were two things that I could tell you about. Number one, I had some decking done on my house out of the composite material.
Yep.
And with the leftover decking, I had some planter boxes made for a garden. And that worked out great. But then to keep the corners in place, we took the post covers from the railings and notched them out at each corner, and cap them with the caps that go along with the railing. And so they match my deck, and they all coordinate very well, and it turned out really nice. And the other refurbish that I did was with the entertainment center, and I had a rather large one, but I turned it into my office computer kitchen computer area, and stored the printer and the actual computer inside the side door, and it has bookcases, and I installed my monitor on a it's screwed to a top of a little cubby, and I installed a pull-out railing for the keyboard to sit on, and so it just fits in my kitchen very well.
Sounds great.
I love it. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, a little bit of modifying, but it all worked out, and I was able to reuse a lot of extra stuff that I had.
Oh, that's a great... I'm telling you, these entertainment centers, I'll bet you there are a lot of people are saying today, you know, I've got that one sitting out in the garage, or it's in the shed, or it's... Or it's in the basement. I've been wondering what the heck to do with it.
Or you could get one at the ReStore for $25.
You can always buy one at the ReStore. Get one from Jed Wojcik at the Habitat for Humanity ReStore in Madison. Chad Spate might help you fix it. Chad's of Chad Carpentry in Madison. They are a guest. Be with us till 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network. Home improvement and repair can be expensive, but it's a great way to save money. And there's also a great plus for the environment if you recycle and reuse and do a little repairing. Everything from doors and windows to tiles and fixtures and much more is available as salvage materials. And we're happy that Chad Spade of Chad's Carpentry, Jen Wojcik of Habitat for Humanity ReStore in Madison are with us today to answer your questions and offer some advice. And also, we're getting some great tips and experiences from listeners as well. Maybe you've done something in the way of restoring or reusing that you'd like to share and talk about. We've had lots of good ideas. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mehler Show. You can post a question or a comment there. And Chad and Jen, thanks again so much for being with us today. Jen, you have a contest.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we're going to be holding this annual Restore Project contest in September along with our birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. And so kind of mid to late September, we're going to be giving the award out. And so we're just going to start advertising it soon. And what we're asking people to do is to send us a photo of a project they've worked on with ReStore materials. And it's wide open. It could be, you know, a porch. It could be a kitchen remodel. It could be an art piece. And we will feature the winner at our birthday celebration on the at ReStore West in September. And give out a little award. And so it would be great if people wanted to send some photos to restore@restoredane.org and let us know what the materials are that were used from the ReStore. And we'll get back to you.
So that the fellow who made a fish tank out and a television holder out of his old console.
Yep.
That'd be a night, you know.
That would be a contestant right there for sure. The other thing is, last year we gave the award to a man named Hank Dom and his wife who live out south, kind of near New Glarus, and he remodeled a barn, and it's an amazing barn. And actually, there's a poster that we put together, a poster board at ReStore West that kind of tells the whole story about his barn. And his barn is going to be featured on one of those do-it-yourself shows, actually.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he got some national attention after this award was given. So it's a beautiful example of how to use ReStore materials.
We got a Facebook question from Carla. What's the name of the company you're partnering with through which you order local wood?
Yeah, that's the company's name is WoodCycle. And we're going to be unveiling that product at our store probably at the end of May. So it's something to keep an eye out. We don't have it yet, but we will be having some really nice brochures put together and contact information for Paul if you want to order quantity. Otherwise, have some examples at our store, at the ReStore West store.
And interesting, Jen, that you've been with the store since it began.
Yeah, I helped open the store along with Habitat, and we opened in 2001. I had been a carpenter for about 14 years, had known Chad way back then, yep. and had seen a lot of this material go to waste, like you said, putting yeah. all this material in my garage, like that person you're talking about on the on TV, Nicole?
Nicole Curtis, yeah. yeah.
So, and I thought that there really was a need for this kind of a place, and I approached Habitat and asked them if they'd want to be a part of it. And Habitat, they said, well, it says, sounds like a great idea. Come up with some startup money, Jen, and a budget, and we'll talk later. So with some help of some volunteers, we came up with some funding. Madison Community Foundation gave some money to start it up. And then also the DNR gave yeah. some money for a project like this. And it was considered a demonstration project. So a lot of the idea was that maybe other restores would flourish in Wisconsin, which is what happened, because we were the first one in Wisconsin. And a kind of a funny story about that is that Habitat had already nationally connected with salvage stores and created a name called the Habitat Restore. So it wasn't necessarily my own bright idea, but it was already going strong in other parts of the country, but not in Wisconsin. So I had never heard of a Habitat Restore, and I was able to go and check some out before we opened the one in 2001. And when we started this one in July, the Madison Community Foundation stepped forward and gave us some more money for startup for that one too, which was wonderful.
So you're obviously on the east side and now the west side of Madison, so mm-hmm. that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And she's done some wonderful work, hasn't she, Chad?
Absolutely. It's a great resource. I wanted to mention that back before the Restore, the local NARI chapter used to have an annual auction of, misordered doors and windows
yeah.
and things that, you know, contractors or suppliers had they just didn't know what to do with. And once the Restore got up and running, we realized as a chapter, you know, we really should just be supporting the Restore and,
sure.
and donating these materials to them where consumers can easily find them. And it's been a great partnership for local remodelers in the NARI chapter.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
I did want to thank you for mentioning that, Chad, because it's been phenomenal to have the support of NARI. They've given us a booth as a gift in their NARI show. So it's been a wonderful partnership to have contractors within NARI donate so much material to the Restores.
That's really wonderful. And I've got, lots. Every one of our lines is full. There's an email. Oh, I've got to read this. Here's an email from Laurel in Greendale. Years ago, an old poorhouse was demolished up in Clark County. My husband's mother took the seats from the 12-holer outhouse, 6 for the boys and 6 for the girls, and used them as nesting sites in a coop for her chickens. I always thought this was the best reuse story I ever heard, even though it's not very elegant, but then neither is a chicken coop. What a great story. Oh, thank you very much, Laurel of Greendale, for passing that along. Jim and Whitefish Bacon, you top that one.
Hey, I built a boat out of some used fence boards. My brother mooched some fence boards that were very weathered and were being replaced. Northern white cedar, the best wood you can use for a boat. I built a 15-foot strip boat with it. Beautiful boat.
Oh, nice. Wonderful. And out of cedar.
Out of northern white cedar, the best material you can use for a boat.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Jim.
That's it.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Oh, boy, people are imaginative and know what, fencing, and say, okay, well, I'm going to take an old fence and make a boat out of it, You'd say, what? How's that again? Mary in Fond du Lac. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm just going to pull over here for a second. I'm up in the Fond du Lac area and am a huge supporter of Restore. And in that process, I'm going to give a shout out to Bill at Restore, just in case he's listening.
Huh?
And have an attached garage, which was a single car garage, which we have now turned it into a kitchen, and trying to use Restore products in all of the phases of that process. And it's just been a delight. One of my challenges is flooring. And I think you addressed that with the site that you mentioned a few moments ago, that either FreeCycle or the other one you wrote it down, trying to get into a network of folks where I can tap into wood for a floor.
Mm-hmm. Or actually even Habitat for sells wood for flooring, I should say. You may be able to get it from your the Final X store.
Okay, all righty. And then secondly, siding. We took out the garage door and added a window, and now I'm looking for, you know, it's just a small amount of space that I would like to be able to use recycled siding for that.
Well, you know, one thing to mention, Mary, is that every ReStore carries their own set of inventory, so some ReStores carry siding and some don't. We happen to not have a whole lot of room for vinyl siding at our store, used vinyl siding. Once again, I would recommend looking on those websites like freecycle.org and madisonstuffexchange.com and also Craigslist. But there may be other ReStores that do carry that siding. So what you could do is look on our webpage, restoredane.org, and look for other ReStores in your area besides the Fond du Lac one and give them a call and find out if they do carry siding.
Yeah, worth it.
Good. Great. To see you.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks very much for calling. And Pete in La Crosse, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, Larry and guests. Question perhaps for Chad. I have an asphalt roof that's falling apart. It's 11 years old, and I'm not inclined to put new shingles up there. I want to go with a metal roof of some kind. The roof is a very simple shape, 412 pitch, and it's a single-story house, so I think this is a DIY project. And I wonder what Chad can share with us as far as steel shingles or aluminum shingles in particular, or if I shouldn't be looking at that and be looking at more like a standing seam steel roof. So that's an open to learn here.
Well, there are, as you're alluding to, there are a lot of options now with a metal roof. There, you can obtain metal roofing materials that look like practically anything. You can get them to look like slate or cedar shakes or clay tiles or just a three-tab system, and it's a metal roof. When you have a relatively simple geometry to the roof, then it is easier to consider things like standing seam because it won't be too expensive to obtain the material in the appropriate sizing. For a do-it-yourself project, a lot of times you have to be careful about having a lot of valleys and other points to flash because a metal roof is just harder to cut and work with. So I'm not sure if that's enough information for you, but there are definitely a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly a lot of these materials now are painted, and so there are many things to consider. Different products have different warranties. But I will say that you're probably going to want to remove that existing roof and then put down a proper underlayment before putting on that metal roof system because it will last a long time.
Thanks a lot for calling, Pete. Appreciate it. Paula in La Crosse, it's your turn. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Before you were talking about the taking up old wood flooring.
Yes.
Back in the late 70s, my husband and my kids in the Brookings, South Dakota, they took down the four-room schoolhouse, and we bought two rooms of the yellow maple flooring.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, except all that 100 years of varnished in gook, the black concrete between the boards. And I was in charge of getting rid of that. I finally found a propane torch, and you just heat it slightly. It loosens up, and then you just take a X-Acto knife and pull it right off.
Huh.
So it was just heating the, you know,
the material,
right. The dirt,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Years of varnished dirt, and it just came right up.
You know, it's in some respects, of course, that's it obviously worked very well. And the only thing you have to be careful about whenever you're heating up an old finish is that if there's lead contamination in that finish, whether it's a varnish or a paint, the lead vapors are incredibly toxic. And so there are many stories of people, you know, falling off ladders, passed out from trying to remove lead paint from their soffits and things like that, mm-hmm. because you can create a very dangerous situation. It's important to know what material you're removing, and if you are moving something that's toxic, to have the appropriate protective gear so that you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, that's very good points. And we sort of glossed over the lead issue, and that is an issue, is it not, for reusing materials?
Yes, we at the ReStore are careful about putting things on the floor that have a high lead content. We do test the material. If it looks fairly old, we will do the stick testing. And if that, I mean, most of you might know about the, if it turns pink, then it's beyond mm-hmm. the level that we want to put out on the floor. And we also have a contact with a lead test professional who will come in and use his X-ray machine to help us out in terms of detecting lead content. And he will go out on the decon sites too and do a test before we start pulling material out from deconstruction sites.
We tested it and it was okay.
Oh, that's good. Wonderful. Good. That is wonderful. So the point is, as Paula had it tested, it was okay. So then she was able to kind of warm it up and then it came off very easily. Good. Thank you for that suggestion. Appreciate it very much. You can join in, too, 1-800-642-1234. Dieter says, I've personally been able to purchase a great deal of material from the store that is not just reused, but actually surplus material from area businesses. I particularly have purchased enough brand-new fiber cement siding and new windows for an addition to my house, among other things. Also a front load washer dryer and patio doors that were gently used. Also a big shout out to all the volunteers of the Habitat ReStores, since it wouldn't be possible without those volunteers.
Well, Dieter, thank you so much for covering a lot of the bases with our ReStores. Dieter was a manager over at our store on the east side and fantastic addition. And, it's true in terms of the volunteerism. We have over 100 volunteers volunteering for us at our Habitat ReStores, and they're there right now cleaning up the place and creating some opportunity to put that material out on the floor and sell it. So it's true. We would not be operating without the volunteers. They go out on the decon sites. They pick up the material, the donations, and they also clean up the material and put it on the floor. They do the cash register up in the front. So it's amazing how we rely so much on the community to have our store run, and including the donations that are brought in and the shoppers. So it's a big shout out to our volunteers and also our community to create that kind of supportive environment for us to thrive. And also Dieter's point about taking in new material, it's really true. We do have some new material in our store as well as used. We have boxes of tile as well that, you know, if somebody does a project and they have like 3 or 4 boxes of tile left over, we'll be receiving those. We may get a pallet of tile from a flooring company that's, you know, 1 or 2 tile boxes that are the same, but they really don't want to sell that kind of quantity. So it's really a wonderful opportunity to come in and see what's cooking at the ReStore. We have a lot of patio furniture as well, a lot of tables that are going to be coming out in the spring that are brand new. So it's fun to just see what's happening over there. You never know. Every day is different.
Yeah, Facebook book question from Joan. When the state of Wisconsin buys up properties for road construction, are the materials in the homes or the buildings, are they dismantled for resale, or do you know anything about that, Jen?
It depends on the county. We have a really good relationship with the city of Madison and some of the outlying communities in terms of getting connected with our deconstruction program. We don't take full buildings down because of the lead and asbestos issue and the high risk, safety risk. So we don't have a full-blown deconstruction demolition company with our Restore. So we do some lighter deconstruction. It may involve pulling out windows and doors and also wood flooring and cabinets, but we wouldn't take the barn wood, for instance, down, partly because of the volume of the material as well. We don't have the space to actually sell that material.
And Larry, I would add that the city of Monona just is undergoing rebuilding a park right now in Fireman's Park, and the old shelter was just dismantled, and the wood is going, timbers and some old boards will be repurposed into a gazebo there. So, I mean, it is something that a lot of, local municipalities and perhaps the state, when there are people that are interested in making that happen, it certainly can happen to some extent. And I know the wood was tested and things like that were done.
And that was beautiful wood. I mean, that could make a nice gazebo.
Yes.
Perfect.
There is a city ordinance in Madison for people who pull demolition permits. They have to come up with a recycling plan. So that's a really great addition that's been several years old now. And we are part of that referral reference system in there, the Habitat Restore. So it is a responsibility of the companies that are demolishing to do whatever they can to find a home for these materials.
And Bob and Krivitz, thanks for waiting. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I've got a story. I want to know if they ever heard of one like this before. 40 years ago, there was a hardware store or floor covering store going out of business, and I bought up 10 cases of 4-inch square tile. I was going to use them in my house. I sold that house, took the tile with me to the next house. Sold that house, never used it, and took it to the next house. And then the fourth house, I installed 7 of the 10 cases. I gave 3 cases to Habitat for Humanity in Plymouth, Wisconsin. 10 years later, I decided to knock out another wall and add a piece onto that kitchen. Went back out to Habitat for Humanity, and I needed 2 cases. They had exactly 2 cases of that left, and I bought back my same tile again.
Oh, man. Now, there's a great way to end. I got to tell you, that's a wonderful story, Bob. And it just, here he is. How many years went by there? Probably about 15, 20 years went along, but he finally found a use for it. You may have a need for some things, and if you do, I hope you'll go to your Habitat for Humanity Restore in your community, whether it's Madison or wherever else around Wisconsin. Jed Wojcik, Chad Spade, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it. It was great fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
And Chad's website and Jen's website, both up on my Facebook page, at the Larry Mueller Show, so you can learn some more by just going to that page. And thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.